It's the AT&T Morning Line.
Now, back to Brian and Tricia live at the Kentucky Derby Museum.
And thanks to our sponsors, E-Town Kitchens and Baths, Clark Jewelers, Cupper's Choice and Fonte Coffee, Colton Steakhouse and Grill, and The Plumbing Doctor. And we've got our next guest, David Beck, President and CEO of Kentucky Venues. Good morning.
Good morning. Good to see you today.
I don't know this to be a fact, but you can tell me, is your place, with all the things that it has, possibly not one of the most well-attended attractions and sites in the entire state of Kentucky, if not the entire region?
Well, yes, I believe you're correct with that. In fact, this last year, we had $7.2 million attendees. Pardon me on that. I had the dollar sign on that. 7.2 million attendees came through our doors last year. We set records last year. We had 370 events. That was an increase of 4%.
That's more than one a day.
Yeah. In fact, we operated 363 days last year, of the 365, both properties. And I've teased our staff. I'm proud of them. But I've teased them that this is leap year. We got one more day this year. So we can say we can squeeze another show or two in there, if possible.
Now, you guys are the site of so many things, and not even to even mention the fair. I mean, it's just, it's a glorious thing to have a place that beautiful and that big.
Well, we're very fortunate here in the Commonwealth. When you have that many people come through the doors, that many events, that has a huge impact on the economy. In fact, just last year, we had over 110 different countries representing our property for our shows and events. So we recruit business from around the world, not just in North America. But we do have our basic core, and we're loyal to that, and they will always have the priority like the Kentucky State Fair. Last year, we had over 600,000 people came in for the State Fair. We had a 14% growth in attendance.
Wow.
And what impressed me is we had a 7% increase in exhibitors. But what's really important to me is I realize that urban areas bring a lot of the people, but I want to make sure it's a fair for all Kentuckians. So we've had 120 counties represented the last 4 years, and this year is the 120th Kentucky State Fair. So we're promoting every county, making sure they participate. As a young kid that grew up at the end of the gravel road, coming to Louisville to show and judge, that's a big deal for me, and I want to see other young people have those same type of educational opportunities.
It staggers the mind to believe that, you know, the fair is almost as old as the Derby. I mean, that's pretty wild.
It is, and we have so much here in the Commonwealth to be proud of. Kentucky Derby, here we are at Churchill Downs this morning. Isn't it beautiful here? Just think about what's going to be happening in the next few days. And then we've got the PGA right behind that. We coordinate, we provide parking for both those major events. But then on Sunday evening, following the PGA, we have 250 meeting planners coming into our convention center to be able to come in and kick the tires in Louisville and see what we're like as a city and check out the hospitality. Couldn't find a better time following that. See about bringing additional clients to Louisville convention, conferences, trade shows, things of that nature.
David Beck, President and CEO of Kentucky Venues. You guys do great work. We're so proud to be affiliated with you guys, kind of adjacent to you.
Yeah, thank you. Well, you do, you know, it affects all of us and benefits all of us. You have tremendous areas there in Elizabethtown. I was born in Fort Knox and have some connections back to that county and people that I know in that community. But you've got your sports facilities, the park and all. You've got a lot of neat things to offer in that area. And a lot of times we serve clients that use that area for hotels and restaurants and all that goes with it. So I tell our people often, every event doesn't have to be in our facility. If it's in the Commonwealth, we all benefit from it.
David Beck, thanks for coming on this morning. We are Quixie 98.3.